7,500 attendees at the New York State Fair signed the petition, which asked that a mentally capable, terminally ill adult with a prognosis of 6 months or less to live be permitted the option to obtain medication to end their lives if their suffering becomes unbearable.
So this is one box of petitions.
Corinne Carey, the organizer of the group known as Compassions and Choices New York, gave the petitions to Cuomo's top counsel, Alfonso David.
How much support there is across so many different strata, you know.
David graciously accepted them.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for bringing the materials to us. We'll certainly take a look.
Along with the petition, supporters brought their personal stories.
Nice to meet you. My name's Nancy Murphy, and I'm here because my sister used the Vermont law. It was
Nancy Murphy, who choked up when she told her story, lives in northern New York. Her sister lived across the border in Vermont, where aid in dying is legal. In June, the 86-year-old was diagnosed with late-stage ovarian cancer.
That day, in the doctor's office, when she got the diagnosis, she said, "I want to use the law." She was clear in her mind as to what she wanted to do.
Murphy says in August, she and other friends and relatives held a special ceremony to honor her sister that included a champagne toast moments before she took a lethal dose of morphine.
And each one of the family were able to say goodbye to her and toast her with a glass of champagne. And we handed her the little vials of morphine, and she drank them. And she said goodbye to us, and within 20 minutes, she was asleep, and we all had our hands on her body, and then 2 hours, she was gone.
Opponents of the practice, which they call assisted suicide, include the Catholic Church and some groups that support those with disabilities. Kathleen Gallagher, with the Catholic Conference, says she believes it's dangerous.
It's dangerous to many vulnerable populations here in New York, including the elderly, people with disabilities, the poor.
She says last year, parishioners in just one Catholic diocese in the state, in Rochester, delivered over 12,000 signatures to Governor Cuomo opposing the concept. Gallagher says the views of the church are bolstered by a September 6th ruling in New York's highest court. Three terminally ill New Yorkers brought the suit in 2015, saying the ban violated their rights under the Equal Protection Clause of the state's constitution. The seven Court of Appeals judges all agreed that there is no constitutional right to using legal doses of medication to hasten a terminally ill person's death. They found that New York has a rational basis for criminalizing assisted suicide.
They said things like preventing suicide is a serious public health problem. You know, and what message would it send to say some suicides are legitimate? They said we have to guard against accidental or intentional misuse of medications, you know, bringing lethal doses of drugs into the home.
The judges said the governor and legislature do have the power, though, to create a law permitting the practice. Carey, with Compassion and Choices, says the court decision was not a setback, and she believes lawmakers can craft a measure to protect the vulnerable. And she says New York's proposal is based on laws in five other states where there have been no reports of misuse of the law.
Many healthcare professionals have now recognized that this is one part of a continuum of comprehensive end-of-life care.
She says in states where the practice is legal, most people with terminal illnesses do not take the option, but say it's a comfort to know that they could. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.